All right, Mitch Payton, first of all, I just got complimented upstairs for my great ideas to you. The guy said all your ideas were great. I swear to God I'm not making this up. It was 5 minutes ago.
I've had two or three people come up to me and say, would you really do the cylinder thing? Okay. And I'm like, I'll do whatever. And then I had another guy say, what about the end caps? And I said, we're trying to get the material. So, like, they do listen to your show, so it's good. Yeah.
So I do feel like the signature porting is going to be a thing, and I want 10%.
Probably 3%.
Okay, I'll take it. Hey, your guy, fast in practice, heat race. I mean, he rode great, right? The pressure's on him. This thing's going down to the wire. And, I mean, he got a little sketchy in the whoops a couple times, but Seth put a wheel pretty much perfect almost everywhere except for there.
Yeah, like, in the beginning, like, definitely in the whoops, there was some times where they talked about it all day, like, you could go in so fast.
Yeah.
And then I think what was happening is he chopped the throttle towards the end of it, and then the front drops. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just move. Yeah. Like, find another line.
Left side near the end was deadly.
Yeah, it was terrible. I'm like, move. Like, because I watch some guys, then they come out and go wide, and they're down the right. And I'm like, just try something else. And then finally, like, there was some sketchy moments for sure. And then he started jumping them, and that was much more safe.
So, yeah, it was a really good ride. I mean, an RJ, you know RJ's pushing, going to do everything he can, right? So, like, I was impressed with Seth just, and it's such a cliche, but Mark, you know, slowly pulling out.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I watched RJ a little bit because I marked the two of those in the whoops. And by him going this way, I'd see RJ coming through the first set. And he almost had some bad moments in the first set. So I'm like, oh, my God. So, like, then every time he would screw up, then Seth would pull back away. And I think it just leveled out. And I think with, like, a couple to go, he's like, nah, that ain't going to happen. And
does Seth remind you of anybody you worked with in the past, rider-wise? Anybody that you thought of before, like, personality-wise or on the bike or anything like that? I mean, he's a smaller guy, but I can't really think of anybody off the top of my head.
I know it's weird, but his personality and stuff and the way he goes about things, that he's very serious, reminds me of Kudrowski.
Okay, yeah. Good idea. Yeah, probably good comp for him, right?
Yeah. It's a great guy to go after, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, points lead. Two more to go. One's a showdown. So, yeah, I mean, it's not over.
No, it's not over. So we just got to stay doing what we're doing. We got to focus on, you know, being good everywhere. Focus on starts. You know how it is. It's like, yeah, that's 3 points. You can build it way bigger, or we can lose it. So we got to focus on it.
Cool. Thanks, Mitch.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome.